MGTOW men, welcome back. Some go to MGTOW channels for a perspective on the news. Some go to MGTOW channels to learn something about the world or to hear an elaborate dialogue of research and insight, i.e. your Coltanes and Barbar and many more that I'm not mentioning. But for me, frankly, what do I do? I want to speak about MGTOW as the personal philosophy and hash it out. And what does it mean to me at the micro level? As I can't always speak for the macro, I can only assume being 24, but I'm blessed to say that my life is busy and I enjoy the other elements of my life and studies and hobbies. And this is a place to stimulate my mind and to sharpen myself to perform as I would want to. And this is how I enjoy MGTOW. And this is why MGTOW is not cynical, is because MGTOW is a card. MGTOW is a really good card that you have in your hand that you're ready to play anytime you want. And I really want men to have the best hand of cards that they can have. That's all I'm asking for. And if that means hashing out MGTOW more and explaining it more, and in a sense, speaking on behalf of MGTOW in a form of apologetics, that's what I'm going to do. Because I go as my mind goes when I make these talks, and wherever my mind goes, that means I will have the best opportunity to illuminate what needs to be said to make sure that men have the best deck of cards at that time. And the interesting thing about the cards that we have is that we don't actually ever play them. You never play these cards, and in fact, you don't even let people know that you have these cards. The best cards that anyone can have are the ones that nobody knows even exists. Only you do. And your best cards are cards you never play. You just keep. The reason that you never play them is because you never actually play the game. And that's MGTOW. We're not playing a game that people want us to play. And you just watch the game. You learn the game. You see that the game isn't worth playing. And in fact, you're valuing yourself and your fate far more than anyone is playing the game is, because you're not going out there on a mission of self-sacrifice looking for the fleeting glance of external praise, comfort, and validation. You are just looking to have the best life that you can. Our definition of the best life that we can doesn't involve the same words that comprise the majority of people's definition of what a best life would look like. Okay, their definitions entail conformity, chaos. Those two things, conformity and chaos, because conformity adds up to chaos today. And their definition includes words like wrong risk, playing the game in lust and pride. But instead, here in MGTOW, we get a couple other words. And not entering into those things is viewed as being a masochist of sort. MGTOW, you're just ascetics. You are masochists. You are haters. A non-human bionic robot. And that is because on the outside, I've felt and I believe that MGTOW is often viewed as these two things, hate and cynicism. And I know I've done videos like this before, and this is not a shaming lines video, but I think I have reason to talk about this more because we hear these things all the time. And also, because valuing MGTOW because it does add value, not because it acts as a momentary reparative drug to get you through something, is what MGTOW really does offer in terms of value. It offers actual value. And I want to make sure this is clear, both to new MGTOW and MGTOW that have been living this life for a long time. Okay, and so when hate and cynicism are combined, the image that comes to mind is the Spartan White interrogation room. And interrogation lights are constantly aimed at moments of pain in the past created by women, destroying the lives of men, taking from them their identity and self-worth. And I think that that's how those things, hate and cynicism, are used and viewed in MGTOW. And all the while, the hands holding the interrogation light are looking to see suffering in the eyes of those that have brought them there, the women. And that's apparently how it's viewed. And all of this, of course, is a misconception, at least in how I see MGTOW. And I wanted to talk about this because of a couple messages I got. One was a Twitter direct message and an email. So let's read them. So MGTOW is cynical. I had a discussion with someone who is very critical of MGTOW and calling the perspective cynical. I say that's really missing the point. I just can't maintain the effort and it's not worth it for me. Cynical is the wrong way to describe it. It's more realistic. Is it worth hunting and courting the Nawalt? Nah. What are the Nawalt chances? Very low. I explain the risks, the reality of people changing, chameleon nature, honeymoon phase, drama, and his response, well, I'm willing to take that risk. Okay, man, I think it hope. I think, and I hope, I think it won't work out for you, and I hope it works out for you, dot, dot, dot. And the next one, bunch of bitter dudes around a campfire. I'm not sure how you would sum up this issue or drill into it, but what got me thinking was from talking to an old friend of mine that I haven't spoken to you for several years. He's 46 like me, and he's been rolled by women as badly as I have his whole life. So he should know what I know and be as awake as I am. He's had practically identical experiences and dated tons of women. So after a discussion about the woes and horrors of dating, I put him on the MGTOW thing and gave him some of my favorite content providers. He just comes back with this. Seems like a bunch of bitter dudes wanting some bromance time around a campfire. So I guess some men, you just can't wake up. It seems actually futile to try to wake up men in your real physical life, as all you'll ever get are shaming lines and blue-pilled mockery. I'm amazed and literally thankful to God that I'm red-pilled and awake. This is actually grace from God. That's how I see it. I could have been left in darkness longing for something that literally doesn't exist. And how I have written this title today is, I'm not cynical, okay? I'm at peace. So MGTOW is rest. MGTOW is rest, and it's rest because it gives you the opportunity to rest now, but there are a lot of times that people have to repair their lives because of things that MGTOW would have helped them avoid. So MGTOW is present rest, and MGTOW is expected rest. And the thing that's beautiful there is that expected rest, while it may not always come, produces more beneficial and more life-giving current rest. And I'm going to address these things in a bullet point-like format. I just feel like doing it that way, okay? For today. So let's look at the definitions of cynicism or cynical. Believing that people are motivated by self-interest, distrustful, or human sincerity or integrity. Concerned only with one's own interests and typically disregarding accepted or appropriate standards in order to achieve them. All right, that's really interesting, the second one. I didn't read it like that the first time, but some cynicism is healthy, very, very healthy, and I would say that I'm more cynical than I am positive. But the thing is, I won't take that statement further. That's because being positive and being cynical are compared, but they can't be. They can't be pitted against each other. The world thinks that they oppose each other, but rather, being cynical adds to one's joy. Okay, and MGTOW is joyful cynicism. And I've always described myself as having positive pessimism. Actually, the more cynical I am about something, the more that I can appreciate anything. And the more that I can appreciate the times that cynicism wasn't, in fact, needed. And I let it go. There are a few times that that'll happen. Very, very small, though. And cynicism is understood as being aggressive and cold solely. This world has to be filled with rainbows and clouds these days, and thus it cannot accept and make room for cynicism. And rather, cynicism is being discerning. It's using a tool that's used to look out for oneself. And MGTOW, we realize that the world doesn't want us to look out for ourselves. The world wants us to run straight into the fire only. And what's assumed is if a man is going MGTOW, he's abstaining from marrying, from dating, and he's going his own way. It's assumed that he's not engaging in any sense with any sort of altruistic behavior. But the things right there is marriage and dating are viewed as altruistic then. But it's really not. It's an exchange. And the MGTOW man is far more capable from actually doing something life-giving and long-lasting, beneficial. And the immediate connection that is made is cynicism once equals cynicism only. Cynicism often is MGTOW, and the world is giving us great reason for it to be often, though. And for me, that's self-preservation. So you have to be light to preserve yourself. We have to be swift. And the world's chasing us. The world is a lion out in the jungle. That too is viewed as cynical, though, which is so backwards. And most importantly, MGTOW is swift. MGTOW is swift of foot, and it's swift of mind. You have agility in both ends. Life speed and life lightness is essential to me. It's something I own, and it's something I want. And it makes me the greatest threat to dangers around me that I can be, because I both strike and I run away when I need to. Because of that, which is a result of positive pessimism, I can be at peace. And in a world that cultivates and craves the corrosive condition we characterize as chaos, I value peace above almost all else. I just want a piece of the peace pie. And MGTOW gives me the peace pie. Okay, the Nawalt was mentioned in the first entry. Searching for a Nawalt is not swift. It tells you to compromise every other part of your life. That's not swift. That's bogged down and slow, and you're not going to get where you want to get. The world thinks in a haughty way, and it needs more powerful humility. Its haughtiness actually makes it weak and blind, and as a result, it thinks that it has enough time to search for the Nawalt and make the Nawalt its own, all the while doing all the other things it wants to do. You can't do that. You can't have both. And at a micro level, it's some say you can have a girlfriend, some say you can save money, but you cannot do both. And even if it has done so, it's wasted what life speed would provide in an indirect and direct way. And this is the problem, guys. MGTOW is a philosophy. It's not an agenda. Okay, MGTOW is a philosophy applied to life. Relationships just happen to be something that occurs in this umbrella known as life. And it's just really one element of this whole conversation, but it's framed as being the only thing in this conversation of philosophy that we know is MGTOW. And the reason that MGTOW is seen solely in this light of cynicism towards women and relationships is because that those that claim it's cynical don't know what the void would be filled with if the Nawalt trapping season ended. The Nawalt void has a jigsaw puzzle space that is only fit for the shape of Nawalts. Okay, but the life void, the thing that we're trying to fill, can be filled with an innumerable number of things, and you control those things in accordance with your life interests and your values. So MGTOW men just happen to enjoy those life interests more than searching for that Nawalt, quote unquote. So I happen to care more about my life void, and thus I'll aim to pursue it consistently and constantly and build the only thing that we can ultimately control, which is what goes on between our ears. And that's why I talk about it. So MGTOW men, thank you for those that sent me the messages. You guys know who you are. If you have a testimony to share with me or another message like this, you can hit me up at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. You guys have a great night. Hoodies up, hoodies out.